not gonna have it every place you throw it away. But I thought that was interesting, I dug it out recently. I had an old, scrapbook, and that had some pictures, not pictures, but reward of merit that I got in school. I really got her the award. I was a good little girl. I'm not saying how about now. In 1926, I was at the top of that building in Cincinnati. And I just found these little things. and her, she married a Cuddenor. And the Cuddenors, some of them came to Portland, and I used to know one of the Cuddenor girls. She was a little older than my daughter, and my daughter would be about 74 years old now. So, and just to tell you, my grandfather and grandmother had 18 children, all single births, and they all grew up to be men and women, and we were all married but one. And just to tell you their names, was William, Silas, Isaiah, Sophia, Lorena, Keziah, that's a girl, Ezekiah, he was a barber, I have his picture here, Sabina, Hennessy, she married and lived in Vancouver but died young, Hiram, no marriage, Louise, Johnson, one girl, one of my dearest cousins, Albert, my father, one girl, Ephraim, a boy and a girl, Asia, two children, boy and girl, Tamsin, named after a river in Canada, and she had four children, three girls and one boy, Jemima, one girl, Ruth, whom I write to now, John, no children. All of these uncles and aunts are gone now, and I knew all of them. So all of them, still one or two that died before I was born. My grandparents were 18 children. They came to Oregon in 1874 and settled in what is now the Lighty Place. And yet we know what the Lighty Place is out here. Well, it's finalized in Portland. It's near Kansas City District, and there's an old schoolhouse built there by Mr. Lighty after our wedding. And on the other side of the road is a community house. That community house, that little bush up to Hillside. Of Liberty was being built in America, and it took 2 years to be built. And the man that designed it was Frederick A. Bristol, and he died in October of 1904. So, grandfather Bennett died in 1914, age 97, and my grandmother died in 1906. So that's about all I have of the Bennett family, but my mother's maiden name was Eleanor Sadd. They came to this country, or this part of the country, about the same time that the Bennetts did. And they settled up in Cedar Canyon. But there was my grandfather and my grandmother and my mother. I later, a little older than my mother. And then in real recent years, I say recent in the, well, 25, 30 years ago, my Uncle Harry came. He tried to be an author. And he lived in various places, San Francisco and Denver. And that is where my father met my mother, and they were married in Portland. And they settled on the old home place where the Bennets lived. The grandfather and grandmother and a few of the children left here and went to Portland to live. And of course, after they were here, my father and his brother Ephraim ran the farm for a while. Well, Uncle Ephraim was no farmer, and he soon left there, although he lived there long enough to have one daughter who was born in the same house where I was. And she is gone now. We were friends all our lives. And that, of course, is where I was brought up, and I went to the Greenville School. And Greenville at one time was named Derry. It was not Greenville. It was Berry. But it was changed to Greenville. I don't know just when that was, but my grandmother, grandfather, Sam, told me that. And I was born on the old Whitey place. And there was nearly 300 acres on that farm. It now is divided, and there are two lovely homes on one of the west side. The road goes through it. The Kansas City Road goes through that home. And that part of the land, I don't know if they own it or who owns it, but there are two lovely homes there besides the old Kansas City Community Hall. Well, I went to the Greenville School, the same school that a lot of my relatives did, my aunts and uncles. It was about 14 children came with grandpa and grandma from Canada and settled down out there. There was two uncles. They were already married and had two children each. And this one of them from an old tin type. And the other one had two daughters. Uncle Silas and Hip finally had eight children, and they settled near the old Scotch church. And Uncle William, they had two daughters, and they settled just about 1 mile south of Cornelius, right straight south. When I knew when the road turned, we were just a little ways from Uncle Hip's. And when he went to visit Uncle Bill and Uncle Silas, he stayed all night. Come back. And on the old farm, Anna Tapper told me I must tell this story about my dog. I had an old dog, and his name was Rover. And he was trained to pull a little, he had a little harness, and he was trained to drive the little wagon, and we would take him to the garden and load it up with beans and peas. Sometimes it was a little load of hay. Not a load of hay, but a bale of hay. We'd put it on a little cart and old Rover would drag it out to the hen house or wherever he wanted that. He was very willing, and he was always wagging his old tail. So I had a pony when I was about 12 years old, and my father bought me a pony that was, they called them buckskin ponies in those days. that he, they were Palominos now, or they are now, Palomino ponies. And he had the most beautiful white tail and mane you ever saw. And he rode like a rocking chair. I didn't know he was such a gentle rider until one of my friends decided we'd take ponies one night coming home from school. Her pony ride just was jogging up and down this way, and she said, "Oh, Teddy rides so easy." And I had a long riding skirt, I want you to know, that had come to the ground. Well, went to like the old Greenville School, which is now turned into some kind of a shop. They make some kind of plywood or something in that old school. Now that old school, my father went to that school, and that would have to be 95 years ago anyway, because I'm almost 90 myself. And I went to school there from the time I was about 7 until I was 14 past. And that building's still standing. I went to the Greenville School, and I was so sorry that I couldn't find those two cards that gave the names of all of the pupils in one year. One of the teachers gave us cards for remarks of merit, and one was a beautiful card from my first teacher. I was going to tell you his name, but I can't now. Mr. Corwin. I also went to Albert Porter and Lillian Porter. And Hattie Moore, I believe. I can't remember. There were several teachers. Some teachers would say one year and some that long. Just a few of the names of the peoples that I remember was the Ireland's, and of course that one would be Lester Ireland and Arthur Ireland and Beulah Ireland. Now Arthur Ireland is still living, and he at one time was a congressman. Lester Ireland had a store in Hillsborough, and it still bears his name. Well, it was the Parker girls and the Spearings, the Voice, Voices, Readers, Lloyds, Ritzels, Goodings, Watsons, three families of them, Burnett's, Kelsey Burnett, I think was the only girl who went to school there, and the Young's, that was the blacksmith's family. Until after I had a sick spell about 15, 16 years ago. Then one of my cousins took it over, but it has fizzled out and we don't have them anymore. And that's just about all of my story. I can think of it for now. But then I was curious to see what my mother and I looked like and my father looked like. And this is one of my uncles, which was a court reporter in London in the old days. So I think that is all I know to tell you. Oh, this book, it's an old book that was given to some of my mother's family. They were all great readers. And this, in the, it says, John Henry Sad, this book is presented by his sorrowing but affectionate brother, Samuel Edward. Well, this is Samuel Edward. I wrote to him. And this is his writing. Who, having long borne on earth a heavy cross, now nears heaven a golden crown. And this is from Henry Sad. He was born July the 30th, 1800. Died December the 27th, 1871. And this is I spoke about my Uncle Charlie. He bought the little house where I now live. He's been deceased for many years, 40 years. And this was his account book. And it's just interesting to look over his writing. This was my Uncle Asia. This was my Uncle John. And this was my Uncle Ezekiel. This is my father at 18. And this, I just discovered this picture. This was my grandmother Sad taken in Canada. And this is Sarah Ann Sad, mother of Grandpa Sad. Now that my grandfather has been gone many years, and that's his mother. This is